you know, and the consequence of that, you've got vacancies. You know, you got people that don't necessarily meet up to qualifications that they'd like to have. You know, you got high turnover rates and dealing with a very, very vulnerable population. And my thing is, when we followed the Supreme Court and took people out of the institutions, put them in the community, we have a responsibility to them. So,
you sense another work session coming?
Yeah, probably there will be one. Hopefully we will resolve this whole issue with the DDA, and we can take and then I'm going to start identifying those points and have the committee just start voting on them.
The DDA being the disabled...
Right. I'm not willing to put a bill for it until this whole issue, DDA issue, is resolved. And the governor's office is... We have at least two meetings a week. The big thing is getting the numbers together and what the fiscal impact is going to be on the budget.
What's the resolution in your opinion?
I'm hoping that we can get it. We're trying to settle in at bringing them down to 35% above the minimum wage. That comes from a 77% at the high, 36 where they are now, and leveling it off at 35.
That's for the DDA wage.
Yeah, so that brings it down from where it had been, but that's a number that we feel that if we're going to tie it to the minimum wage, that's a very minimum that we can go.
We bring them down from 36% above minimum wage to 35%.
It's right about where they are right now before we raise the minimum wage.
And how much would that cost the state?
It's got a significant fiscal impact, and I'm not ready to give the numbers because we haven't gotten them complete yet, agreed on them, but we'll have them.
So it doesn't sound like you'd be moving a minimum wage bill this week.
Probably not, but next week should be an easier week because we'll have finished all the House bills, Senate bills, and the House bills tend to go very quickly. So we'll have time next week. So
in theory, minimum wage bill might move out of committee at the end of next week and be on the floor.
I think we've got honing in on the numbers, the DDA numbers now, and I think that the administration is just going to have to make it. When we agree to the numbers, they're going to have to make a decision whether or not they go with it or not.
Do you all have any thinking about what the outlines of this minimum wage bill would look like?
The key issues that we talked about, you know, do you go to 10-10? And I've said, personally, I would like to go to 10-10. I don't think, based on the testimony, we can get to 10-10 in the timeline that the governor's bill, but phasing it in, and I think that's what you heard from Parville and others, if you're going to do it, phase this in more slowly than what the governor's got. The tip salaries is going to be a big thing. You know, when the Carville says that 25% of 60% of the minimum wage folks are under 25 years old, is there going to be a breakout for, you know, 19-year-olds and lower? That may be one of the things that we look
at. Training wage?
The training wage is another thing that that was considered. So, but we're just going to identify all those points that we've looked at and probably vote on one of them at a time. The SSDI, you know, that amendment was presented on the floor. We want the committee to take that up as well.
Get the sense that this is, at least conference committee and all, is going to be resolved around sine die.
Well, you get close to that makes you, if everybody wants a minimum wage, it makes it more agreeable to get a minimum wage too. And I think at the end of the day, the vast majority of the legislature wants to do a minimum wage.